Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book study. My name is Mo H. and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Walnut Creek, California. Today is Thursday, October 29th, and it's the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today we are reading from the Big Book and we are on page 13 of Bill's story, the fourth paragraph. It starts out with, I was to test my thinking, and it ends with, but that would be in great measure. That one paragraph only. Today's readers are the 12 Steps, Pat G., the 12 Traditions, Karen W., and the readers of the text are Brandy M., Shelley E., and Leslie W.
Hi, I'm here. It's Robin. I had trouble getting on. Sorry.
All right. Thanks, Robin. The share ID for Wednesday, October 28th, 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 153, that's 15653, and for this morning's meeting, Thursday, October 29th, at 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 15,660, that's 15660. And the newcomer greeter will be Kaylee R., and the announcements coordinator, as we just heard, is Robin P. Over the OA preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose, OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. And I will now ask Pat G. to read the 12 steps. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning. This is Pat G., and I'm a compulsive eater, and I'll be reading the 12 steps. Number one. We admitted we were powerless over alcohol, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, we're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continue to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. Thought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for the knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12. Having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we try to carry this message to alcoholics and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you for allowing me to do service this month.
Yes, and thank you, Pat G., for your service this month. And now I will ask Karen W. to read the 12 traditions. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Mo. Good morning, everyone. This is Karen W., recovered compulsive overeater from Long Island, New York. 12 traditions. 1. Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2. For our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern.
3, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name may, ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. And thank you all for your service, and I'll pass.
And thank you, Karen, for yours. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute your phone. And once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to mute your phone again. That's the star 1 button, not the mute button on the phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. And today we resume our study of the Big Book, and we are on page 13 in Bill's story. We're in the fourth paragraph down, and it starts with, I was to test my thinking, and ends with, but that would be in great measure. And I will now ask Brandy M. to get us started. Good morning, Brandy.
Good morning, Mo. Thanks for your service all month. I'm Brandy M. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Alberta, Canada. I was to test my thinking by the new God consciousness within. Common sense would thus become uncommon sense. I was to sit quietly when in doubt, asking only for direction and strength to meet my problems as He would have me. Never was I to pray for myself, except as my request bore on my usefulness to others. Then only might I expect to receive, but that would be in great measure. Good morning, everyone. This is all about step 11, as Mo had said earlier. And for me, what's popping out at me today is that common sense would thus become uncommon sense. You know, previously I couldn't differentiate the truth from the false because I was so bogged down in the food. And, you know, today as I sit in prayer and meditation and I sit quietly and, you know, I always remember Harlan talking about the story about how, you know, the guys were going to leave the door. And, you know, if they hadn't stopped and took their morning meditation, that she would say, no, you haven't had your quiet time before you leave. And I always think about that when I'm leaving my house. Did I sit? Did I connect? You know, although I try and practice that every day, I do have a really busy life. And sometimes life gets in the way and my kids, you know, wake me up. And so I don't get that time, but I need to make sure that I connect with God, even if it's, you know, sitting in my car or like just wherever. I tend to talk to God all day long, but I also need to sit quiet and just listen for the message, because I think I know, but I really don't. And so it's important for me to sit and listen. Anyways, I kind of went off with that. But the thing that for me is the common sense would become uncommon. You know, my ways before of yelling at people, getting angry at them when they didn't do what I wanted them to do, you know, with my kids, like yelling at them. And, you know, because I wanted people to do what I wanted them to do. Like that was my goal, is that if life would only be better if you followed my script. And I really believe that. And I believe my script was probably the best script out there, you know, and I couldn't see that my way of thinking maybe wasn't okay. You know, and today it's like, I don't act in those ways, but it wasn't because I sat down and thought myself out of it. It's because God has changed me. You know, when things crop up, I react differently today. And when I don't act differently, and I, you know, because I'm human and I still may fall back into the whole, you know, yelling, raising my voice. And at that point, I know that that's not okay anymore. I can identify that behavior doesn't work anymore. And so I need to go back to God and ask for help and then do my 10th step. So I just really, you know, I see the changes in my life every day on this, and especially with my family. And I'm just so grateful that God has changed me. And I, you know, my reliance on things human is done. It's like, you know what, even here, I used to go, you know, when I was in doubt, I would go to people. Today I go to God, and then I go to people. Time. You know, if I still can't get clear, then I'll go to people. But my first line of defense today is always God. And for me, that's such a change in the way I've lived my life for so long. So with that, I'll pass. I hope everyone has a good day. Bye.
Well, thank you, Brandy M., for getting us started. And so now I'm going to open up the lines to take names of those who'd like to share. But although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So who would like to share today?
Hi, this is Ronnie in Missouri. I'd like to share today.
Ronnie?
Yes.
Okay.
Lindsay A., San Diego.
Lindsay A.
Shlomi Tana.
Shlomi Tana. Mm-hmm.
Janice K., Oregon.
Janice K. Oh, you're being so
Leslie
good.
Leslie W.
Leslie W. Anyone else? Okay, we'll go with that lineup. We have Ronnie B., Lindsay A., Shlomi Tana, Janice K., and Leslie W. Ronnie B., you're up.
Yes, thank you. I'm Ronnie, a compulsive overeater in Missouri, and I love this reading because it tells me two things. One is, when I want my own will and I pray for my own will, be it for me or for others, which is ridiculous, right, for me to pray for my will for someone else. Even if I get it, it's never the best solution, and it always brings heartache and some form of pain. So when I do pray today, which is often, daily, I do ask for knowledge of His will and the power to carry it out, because my will just is not generally centered. I will pray, and the big book does say this, that I can pray for others if I pray in the context of only God's will, and then to give me the fortitude. Just give me the fortitude to do and ask only God's will. So just for today, because I have to keep everything in the context of this set of 24 hours, one moment at a time, I pray for God's will. And great reading. Thank you all for your service.
Thank you, Ronnie B. from Missouri. Lindsay A., followed by Shlomi Tana. Good morning, Lindsay.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Lindsay A., and I am a compulsive overeater, an anorexic and bulimic. And today I'm celebrating 6 months of abstinence from the bulimia. And I have never had this before in my life. I've been doing 12-step work around the food addiction for 3 or 4 years now. And I haven't had this abstinence since I was like 12 or 13 years old. And it's been a little while. And it is one of the reasons that I have this abstinence now is because of the prayer life that I've developed, and the idea that I don't pray for myself. I don't know that that's necessarily true for me. I don't pray about myself. I do pray for myself in the idea that I pray for God's will to be done. And I know that if I'm doing that, I am praying that I'm going to be taken care of, because God's will is to take care of me. I don't know. I'm really grateful. This meeting gives me a lot of solace, and I'm just grateful that it exists. So thank you for being here, and I'll pass.
Lindsay, where are you from?
San Diego.
Okay, California. All right, thank you. Lindsay A. from California. Shlomi Tana, introduce yourself. Tell us where you're from. Thank you.
All righty. Mo, it is wonderful to hear you. Thank you for your service. Thank you, everybody, for being on this line and for this meeting. I'm Shlomi Tana B. I am from Philadelphia. And I love this paragraph, and what jumped out at me earlier this morning and still jumps out at me is common sense will become uncommon sense. That is such a powerful, powerful thought. What that tells me is that my common sense, what I, in quotes, my common sense doesn't make sense. The only thing that makes sense is God's common sense, not mine. That tells me that I can't trust my thinking, that my mind is, if I trust my thinking and my mind, especially in those mental blank spots, then that's going to head me in the wrong direction. And everything that I think I know, everything that I think I need to do, every decision that I think I need to make, every action I think I need to take, actually needs to be paused and discussed with God or a sponsor. I can't do this alone. And I have, you know, thank God, I'm on day, I think, 41. And that mind chatter that I have is loud and clear, loud and clear, loud and clear. And when I get into stress, when things happen, then I want that ease and comfort. And I want to go back to my place of ease and comfort. Last night, ease and comfort was sitting on my phone and getting obsessed with my phone. And then, of course, the mind chatter starts of, well, you know, you'll really feel better. You know, if you pick up one sweet thing, it's okay. It's okay. Even if you binge, it's okay. You'll be back tomorrow. Okay? That's my quote-unquote common sense. And that's just not true. It's just not true. Because if, God forbid, I pick up, then I'm not going to be okay, and it's not going to just stop tomorrow. So all that thinking that's going into my head really, really tells me that that I don't know how to think. And thank God I had a number of outreach calls today, and I spoke with my sponsor, and listening to the meetings, and, you know, getting back into program and listening to recovery, listening to recovered people talking and pausing and having that conversation with God, that puts me on track. That gives me common sense. And that's where I need to go today. Thanks for letting me share.
Thank you, Shlomi Tahana from Pennsylvania. Janice K., let us know where you're from, followed by Leslie W. Morning, Janice.
Hi, this is Janice Kay from Oregon. The thing that strikes me on this one is I was to sit quietly when in doubt, asking only for direction and strength to meet my problems as he would have me. If there's one thing I have found with my higher power, it's that he, she, it, or them is a just-in-time supplier. I don't get to worry things out ahead of time. And I find that when I am dealing with discomfort or doubt or outright fear, sitting quietly keeps me living from my heart, not trying to figure things out with my brain, because my thinking many times becomes my trap. There's a line in the parent program that says, "We thought we could float above the crowds on the power of our great brain alone." And boy, you know, that's me trying to think my way out of the paper bag. So some of the gifts that I get when I sit with my higher power is I get that direction. I get it when I need it. I don't get it ahead of time. I don't get to store it up. I get to store up the power of the presence, but I don't always get answers in advance. I get guidance when I need it, and it keeps me rooted in my heart and in today. And thank you for listening, and I pass.
Thank you very much, Janice K. Leslie W., will you share, please? Let us know where you're from.
Hey, Mo. Thanks so much for your service. This is Leslie W., recovered in Tennessee. And I enjoyed hearing this paragraph this morning. And also, you know, what struck me is just the fact that, you know, he says here that we must be still. We must be still. And we must sit quietly when in doubt, asking for direction and strength. You know, I'll just speak for myself. I find that really hard to do. I think a lot of us probably do. My sense of worth is can be dangerously tied to my productivity level. And if I'm not checking the boxes, I oftentimes don't feel like I've had a good day. And it's so funny because I seem to only operate in two speeds, you know, go or stop. It's difficult to find the middle, the neutrality. And I think that God is continually working on me with that, making my prayer and meditation time a priority before everything else does, in fact, strengthen the idea that I am first and foremost just a creation of God, you know, that I am his child, and I'm put here for a purpose. And, you know, that keeps me grounded. And I, too, have busy days and can wake up in the morning and my feet hit the floor and I can instantly start, you know, fixing the kids' breakfast, get them off to school, do the laundry, do the dishes. It can go like that for me. And I have to really force myself to stop and just be and just sit in God's presence. And it's a discipline, and it doesn't happen overnight, but one that is worth pursuing. And with that, I pass.
Well, thank you, Leslie W. And let me remind everybody where we're at, and I'll take some more names. We're in the Bill story on page 13, the fourth paragraph. I was to test my thinking, and it ends with, but that would be in great measure. And so now I'll open the lines up for those who'd like to share. If you haven't shared, although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So if you haven't shared in the last 2 days, skip today and share tomorrow. Thank you.
Annabelle from Washington.
Okay.
Leah S.
Donna
Karen
B.
Up. Oh, I got Donna.
Thank
Who
you,
was
honey.
After Donna?
Karen W. Mary M.
Okay. That's a good lineup. I have Annabelle. I didn't get your last initial. Annabelle, Leah S., Donna B., Karen W., and Mary M. And give us the name of your state so people can look you up on the members list. All right, Annabelle, you're going to be first.
Hi, my name is Annabelle, and I'm a compulsive overeater from Washington State. Annabelle
What's
Z.
The, Z?
Z, yeah.
Okay.
Hi, thank you so much for your service and for the reading. It's just such a God thing because I'm new to OA. Well, no, I'm 50, and I first came to OA when I was about 23 or 24 years old. So I went to OA back in the 90s and then again later in the 90s. But I really hit bottom this last year. Well, it's been going on for 10 years. But anyway, I really, really hit bottom. And I got a sponsor 3 weeks ago, Friday. And she's got me going through the steps. I've been abstinent. So it'll be 3 weeks tomorrow. So I'm just one day at a time. And I just read last week was really, I've been studying first the doctor's opinion and then Bill's story. And this piece is just what I've been studying. So it's like, oh my gosh, I'm going to come to this meeting. I'm going to try every day. I got to get to work soon. But I just feel like I did the work. Like I said, God, what is your will? Give me guidance. Tell me what to do. I've been writing and working, you know, working on listening to podcasts and getting into meetings and reading the big book. And I've been doing it so much. And I wrote last time, like, God, show me what your will is for me. And like I show up and on this meeting and it's like the same thing. And it's so cool. Like when that happens, you know, I just hear exactly what I need to hear. And the best was I can't store it up. I can't store up God's guidance. Thank you for whoever it was that shared that. I have to ask him for it. And really, I have to do more than just ask him for it in the morning. Like I go into the bathroom at work, you know, because that's the only place where people can't bug you. And I have a really fast-paced work. And I go into the bathroom, it's like, oh, okay, I can't ask for now. So I get to pray in the bathroom, and I tend to pee a lot at work. But anyway, I love this part of the big book. I love the whole big book. And I am in another 12-step program, so I know it. But I'm redoing it completely as it relates to my compulsive eating because that food still speaks to me. And it's actually, I'm not hungry. I'll have just eaten. And the mind says, oh, you need to go eat. It's like, wow, God, where'd it come from? Lord, take me to your will, you know? So thank you for everyone who shared. It just helps me so much. And have a great day.
Hello?
Mo, star one.
Okay, I think I'm just going to go
ahead. Okay, can you hear me now?
Hello,
yep.
Mo.
Okay,
go
Leslie, Leah S.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Good morning, everybody. My name is Leah S. from Brooklyn, New York, and very grateful today. I was to sit quietly when in doubt, only asking for direction and strength to meet my problems as he would have me. Wow, that is such a powerful sentence. So how many times did I say, God, if you could, you know, just do this, then, you know, I'm justifying why if you would do this and you would do that, what would happen? But I am not in the director's seat on page 61. You know, I am absolutely not directing this show. And how many times did I say, oh, my God, I don't know. You know, this is a situation. And this is what I feel. And I don't know if this is the right feeling that I have to have. But it is making me tense. And if that feeling is making me tense, well, then come, God, into my heart and into my mind. Help me. Give me an idea how I can help another person and that way also quiet my own mind so that it doesn't get into an adrenaline mode, which is what I used to do. And then just go roar on my own. These 11 steps have been extremely, extremely calming to me. And the 10 steps are just spot on to remind me that I'm not in charge. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Leah S. from New York. Donna B., followed by Karen W.
Hi, this is Donna B. I spell my name D-A-N-A, and I'm calling in from Colorado. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater and bulimic, and really happy to be on the line live with all of you this morning. Thank you, Mo, for your service. Common sense would thus become uncommon sense. And this is something that I have to remember as deeply as I remember that I am powerless over food, that this is a disease that affects my mind. Every morning in prayer and meditation, I ask God to direct my thinking, especially to divorce my thinking of self-pity, dishonest, and self-seeking motives. I don't intentionally lie to myself. I don't intentionally sit in beliefs that are harmful for me. It's a part of my disease. And just as I need God to keep me sober and abstinent, I need this power that is immensely greater than myself to relieve me of doubt and to actually give me the direction and strength I need to live during what I think is a very challenging time. I grew up in a dysfunctional home, and one of the beliefs that is deeply rooted to my core is that I'm just simply unlovable. And that belief plagues me so much in my day-to-day living. I cannot pull it out root and branch, just like I can't pull out any of my defects of character root and branch or my disease of compulsive overeating. I need help, and I ask for that help on a daily basis and all throughout the day. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Donna B. from Colorado. Now we have Karen W., followed by Mary M. Good morning, Karen.
Hi, good morning. This is Karen W., recovered compulsive overeater from Long Island, New York. And I don't know that I can say anything different from what I've been hearing all morning, but everything is speaking to me. Everybody is speaking to me. And the biggest thing is that sit quietly when in doubt, asking only for direction. To meet my problems as he would have me meet them. My mind just totally went blank. I'm in the process of making a decision to change my living arrangements, and I don't know what to do. I don't know if it's the right thing to do. I don't know if it's feasible. I don't know. And so I pray and I pray and I ask God for guidance, and he guides me and directs me to talk to this person, and maybe she can have some insight. Do this little piece of research. And it's all like little bits. It's not like, you know, like do these 10 things all at one time. It's coming in little bits. And somebody had said that God is a just-in-time supplier, and I love that. And also, you know, about acting differently and knowing that God has changed me. Because this is very different from what my quote-unquote normal behavior, my previous behavior would have been. And I am listening to direction, and I'm taking it in, and I'm trusting God. And this morning when I was praying, another thought came to me. You know, it's like, do this next step. Do this little piece of research. So he's feeding it to me piecemeal, what to do. And in the meantime, I'm in great living arrangements right now. So I don't have to do anything in 10 minutes. And I'm just incredibly grateful. And I know that I have not done any of this, none of this, and none of this process would be what it is without being abstinent and without being recovered. So thank you, everybody, for every word that you said this morning, because it just spoke to me. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
And thank you, Karen W. from New York. Mary M., you're up next, and we'll have time for more after Mary. Mary, let us know where you're from.
Hi, this is Mary M. in New York. Actually, I have a maintenance man just coming up the stairs to my apartment, so I'm just going to quickly say I have to pray for God's will, not mine be done, because mine hasn't worked, and one day at a time, and I appreciate everybody sharing, and that's it. The step aside prayer actually has helped me a lot, because I do think I know better. Not better, but maybe I do. I don't know, but you know, I'm learning, and I pray for the willingness to be able to continue. So I'm sorry, I'll have to go, because I think somebody's approaching the apartment. Thanks so much. Thanks a lot.
Well, thank you, Mary M., for your short but clear share. All right, so remind everybody where we're at. We're on page 13, Bill's story, the fourth paragraph down. I was to test my thinking, and it ends with, but that would be in great measure. And if you haven't shared in the last 2 days, we ask that you wait. If you have shared in the last 2 days, we ask that you wait till tomorrow and let others share today. So I can take about 3, maybe 4 more names. We'll see.
Lorraine.
Kellyanna P.
I got Lorraine N.
Eileen.
Margot C.
I got Aileen. Margot.
Margot P. Tampa.
Yeah, I got Margot P. Eileen M. And who was after Margot?
Deanna P.
Deanna, that was it. Okay, let's stop there. All right, so I have Lorraine N. Eileen. I'm blanking on your last initial, so I think it's Eileen M. Margot P. and Deanna P. Okay. Lorraine N. Good morning.
Good morning. Can I be
yes.
heard? Good
yes.
morning, Mo. Good to hear your voice. Lorraine N. in Oregon.
Thank you.
yeah, boy, this paragraph. I have a situation in my life, and, you know, recently, with the help of my sponsor, I began to understand that I had this huge resentment, jealousy, anyway, that's probably enough, toward my own son. And it was because of something that happened 3 years ago where he didn't play according to my script, and I didn't even realize how much this has been festering in me for the last 3 years. And thank God for this program, because somehow she was able to compassionately help me see how selfish and dishonest, and it was so embarrassing for me to even admit it as a mother. But anyway, I'm going to see my son in his beautiful new home in Lake Arrowhead very soon. And this paragraph, I will be praying from now until then, and I have been praying for him. anyway, that I trust that I will have the right words at the time, and or maybe, you know, no words, I don't know. But I know that I owe him an amends, and I want to make that as beautiful as I can. And so I'll be working with my sponsor on that. Because like most parents, I love my sons beyond measure. And the last thing I want is to alienate one of my children ever. So I'm just so grateful for this program today. And I am every day, but I'll tell you, I think that's enough. I just needed to get that out and share that. Thanks for letting me share, and I'll pass.
Well, thank you, Lorraine N. Eileen M., let us know where you're calling from, followed by Margot P.
Good morning. Good morning, Mo. This is Eileen M., recovered in New Hampshire, recovered compulsive overeater. And I love this paragraph that we're reading today. I, realize, each day I'm presented with a choice. It's I either lean into God or I don't lean into God. And I can see the difference, when I do and when I don't. It's very, it's very clear, because self-reliance, it never works for me, and people have been sharing about, getting up and having a busy day, and you have to, you get out of bed and your feet hit the floor and you're running, and that's when my self-will and my self-reliance kicks in. It doesn't go to step one and say, I'm powerless, how easily I can forget that. And, my self-will just says, I got this. I can do this. I don't need to sit quietly and ask for God's help. But, it never works when I'm in that mode. It never works. And, I can get ease and comfort from obsessing and getting all worked up about something. And what, how helpful is that? What ends up happening is I'm burning up energy foolishly, it just doesn't work, and I just love hearing about this, hearing these reminders, because when I, remarkable things happen when I ask God for help. It's really incredible, and my sponsor was saying yesterday, she said, you can start your day over any time, and that was so helpful, because yesterday I started my day at 6 p.m., and, I really could see what the difference is, and I really feel, my higher power is just always standing by, and God doesn't force himself on me, God's just like, okay, Eileen, I'm here for you. I'm here for you. And I love that. And I really appreciate this meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, Eileen M. from New Hampshire, Margot P., followed by Deanna P. Margot, let us know where you're from.
Margot P. from Florida, Tampa. Grateful to be on this call. And listening, that's where I need to be at, listening, because I am in a pity party mode. I am grieving the death of my son. And I don't want to be in the pity party mode and then take me to an area where I need to take me to a compulsive overeater. And I don't need to be binging. I don't need to be focused on food. I need to focus in my recovery, my sponsor, my program. So in the big book, as the paragraph mentioned about measure, I measure up and then being still. And I just right now, I'm sitting in my own backyard and sitting here and God has revealed to me, look at these little tiny flowers. It's like when you don't look at it because you're focusing to something else and looking into these little tiny flowers, that, oh my God, how much I avoid to see that. Meaning I avoided to see him when in my younger years. I was not connected with my higher power in my young years and adult until I got into the program, being more connected. And so, trying to measure up with other people. And today is just a measure up with my higher power. He wants me where I'm at. He knows me more than I know myself. And so I don't have to measure with nobody. Because at work you have to have this, you have to have this paper, you have to have the degree, you have to go here. I'm okay where I'm at, and some days I don't want to be there, but some days I just want to be happy and joyful, free. And that's what I want for today, with my higher power illuminating my day one day at a time. Thank you for allowing me to be on this call. I'll pass.
And thank you, Margo P. We'll have Deanna P. Let us know where you're from. We might have time for one more quick share after you, Deanna. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for your service. This is Deanna P. in Delaware. I just wanted to, when I saw this, I was to test my thinking by the new God consciousness within, sitting quietly, asking for direction and strength. It immediately made me think of pages 86 and 87, where when we face indecision in our day, we ask God for inspiration on what course to take next. That's immediately what I thought of. And I didn't know how to do this. I always was a very spiritual person, and I knew I had God within me, but I didn't know how to use this God consciousness on a practical level for even minor decisions. And last night, a major thing came in. I teach elementary school and found out we are actually in school now, and found out one of my fourth graders was tested positive for COVID. And immediately a tsunami of fear rushed in, and obviously not just concern for myself, but for the teacher and the class. And so the class is being quarantined as well as the teacher at this point. And received word this morning that the teacher is fine. But the point is, what do you do with that fear? And I knew what to do. Like, I have been developing this God consciousness, and I began to pray, God, I'm afraid, please remove this fear. It was just as simple as that. And he did. And every time it would come back, I would just say, God, I'm afraid, remove this fear. What would you have me be? And God was just like quietly saying, be calm, be at peace. Everything's going to be okay. Thy will be done, God, not mine, over and over again. And that's how this program works in the face of fear. And I'm like, oh my gosh, it's not that hard. It's really quite simple. And I'm like, this thing really, really works. And I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for all the shares this morning. And with that, I'll pass. God bless you all.
Well, thank you very much. And we have 3 minutes left. We could take one more quick share. Who would like to take that?
Shelly B.
Who was that first person?
Rockwell?
Charlotte B.
Say it again.
Charlotte B.
Okay, Sean. As I hear Sean B.
Charlotte G. Charlotte.
Oh, Charlotte G. I got you, Charlotte. Sorry about that.
No problem. Yeah, my name's Charlotte G. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater and a woman of transgender experience. I just wanted to come in at the end here. My experience in the program has been great, but unfortunately, due to me having a deeper voice, I've had resentment toward this meeting because of being misgendered a couple of times when trying to share. And I know that to let go of that last little bit of niggly that is going to stop me from recovering, I have to share today. So thank you for hearing my voice. And it says, never was I to pray for myself, except as my request bore on my usefulness to others. So I've always been a Christian. I'm deeply religious. I'm in training for ordained ministry. And I was like, this seems really weird, because everything I know about prayer, I can pray for myself. But as I started to try and distance myself from that and just to concentrate on how I could be useful to other people, it's just amazing how much lightness and brightness that brought into my recovery, to the point within about 4 or 5 months, I went from being a binge eater to recovery and sponsoring other people. This paragraph is so simple, but yet so complex at the same time. It's not very profound, my share. That's all I'm going to say, but thank you for hearing me, and thank you for letting me share around that.
All right, Charlotte, where are you from?
Sorry, Charlotte, United Kingdom.
Okay, thank you very much. And thank you all for your shares this morning. Appreciate your service on Team Thursday, and also those who gave service for the month of October. Pat G., Karen W., Brandy M., Shelley E., Leslie W. I have newcomer greeter will be Leslie W., and announcements Robin P. So I will now ask Shelley E. to read A Vision for You on page 164. Good morning, Shelley. Yeah. Press star one, Shelley. Can't hear you.
Am I here now?
Yes, you're here now.
So sorry. Oh, my goodness. That's the second time that's happened. Hi, Shelley E., recovered compulsive overeater in Northern Michigan, page 164. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then. Thank you for letting me do service, and I pass.
You're awesome.